by this morning from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant in Bethel, North Carolina. It's the Brett Chapel Show, along with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad up the Black Bears last night, getting their first win in the second game. First game on the home slate, a big win against Aiken in a game that I felt like that, you know, what we saw in all three phases of the game were really, really solid. Certainly a lot of positive things to talk about this morning as we wake up today. And again, football team went out there and executed well after what was a big week of practice for you guys, I think.
You know, it was. The biggest thing that, you know, when you come off of a loss like what we did, you really got to look back and kind of see where you're at. And, you know, it was a great opportunity for us to go back and try to correct some things on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even Thursday. You know, we did things a little bit different than practice. Obviously, when you go back and you do some of the things that, you know, we decided to do, there's such a fine line between doing too much and not doing enough and trying to stay healthy, and we're just not deep in some places. And, you know, the first part of the preseason stuff, you know, I took the route of trying to keep us healthy and, you know, all of those things. And, you know, also we didn't feel like we put our great product on the field last week, so we changed some things this week. And, you know, when you do that, you know, you always have a risk of getting an injury or something like that. And unfortunately, we did. We lost one of our starting linemen early in the week in practice in Tyson Willis. He'll be out for just a little bit. We feel like we're going to get him back, hopefully for conference. But, you know, I felt like our product was much, much better last night. I thought we had a little bit more of a sense of urgency. And, you know, that was good to see.
Can you speak a little bit to the kinds of things that you went and really put an emphasis on this week, perhaps wanted to tweak on and change?
You know, a couple of things. You know, obviously the first thing was the physicality. You know, trying to get that, like I said, that urgency, trying to get that tempo. Felt like we had a really good Monday and Tuesday practice. Wednesday seemed like we take a step back just a little bit, and then Thursday, which I've never done, you know, we went out in full gear on Thursday, and usually you go a little bit lighter gear, and obviously it's a shorter practice, and yeah, it's just a lot of, you know, going through things, just making sure we were good on everything, you know, from special teams to offense and defense. And so we took a little bit of a different approach to it, and our kids handled it really well, and just thought we were really prepared. Had a really good pregame yesterday before the ball game at, you know, Dutch Cove Baptist Church, did the devotion and fed us, and you know, it was really good. I thought our kids were dialed in once school got out, and that's another thing, getting on that regular schedule,
yeah,
is important as well. And just glad we're back into that regular session now.
You're not afraid to make changes even in the way you approach the week in practice and doing what you got to do. I think you've all, and that's one of your strengths among many, obviously, but being willing to try to look at doing something a little bit differently in terms of your preparation to get to the final answer. And sometimes, I, you know, it's just about what works for a certain group of kids, too, isn't it?
Every team is different, you know, and trying to find the personality of each team and, you know, what works and what doesn't work. And I've never been that coach that just says this is the way we're going to do it all the time, you know, regardless, yeah, of what happens. And, you know, certainly if we need to adjust some things, we will. And, you know, whether it be practice or pregame or whatever that may be, if I feel like it's going to benefit us or if it's something we need to address, then we're going to do it. You know, we're going to make that change. And I thought it was really good for us. I thought, obviously, you know, I'm coming off of the Murphy loss and, you know, looking back on it, and certainly played a great team. And I don't want to take anything away from that and
sure,
our kids. You know, but we felt like we left some points on the field, you know, that night. Felt like we didn't have a great defensive effort as well. And, you know, just some things we felt like we could do differently in practice that would hopefully help us. And, you know, it was nice to see last night that those things paid off.
Brett Chapel's team last night again recording that shutout 35-0. We'll talk about the details of that here in just a moment. This is the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
in Pisgah last night, beating a rival team that obviously, Coach, you're going to have some familiarity with just because of your relationship with the head coach over there and Jeff Frady. But, you know, I thought it was one of those deals, and we'll talk about some of these specifics, but, you know, it's a couple things that I remember in the first parts of the game. I think Zeke Long's interception was a key piece, because I felt like that might have started to show Inca backing away a little bit from that particular phase of what they would like to do offensively. You know, that was obviously a big play there. I mean, Justin Davis's 67-yard run. I mean, there's so many, you know, elements, both in terms of individuals and units, that I thought were really, really impressive last night. And again, you know, your kids came out and made some things happen early to really set the tone the rest of the game.
I thought so. Again, you know, I thought we had a sense of urgency as we came out. And I don't know if nobody really knew this. You know, when Inca came out last night, they gave us a different offensive set than we've seen in both of the game film and scrimmage. We've not seen the two-back stuff. They had been one-back stuff for the game last week and obviously the scrimmage before that. So that was a new wrinkle that Coach Frady added last night, and that was something that we had to adjust to as a defensive staff and, you know, get our kids, you know, acclimated to and understanding, you know, where the fits were and all of those things. So a little bit of wrinkle that they gave us early. Defensively, they gave us about what we had anticipated on it. I thought they had two really good defensive ends that showed up, you know, and played well for them last night. But a really good effort, you know, on both sides of the ball. Obviously, talking about offense, we had 401 yards of total offense, had 23 first downs. I think last week we had 14, so certainly up that, 35 points. No turnovers. You know, if there was any negative at all, you know, the one that was for me is when we got down at the goal line second and two and came away with no points. Obviously got a false start and got moved back and never could get back down there, and then, of course, missed that field goal, and that was certainly, you know, a negative on our special teams as well. But, you know, you come back on it and you look at the special teams part of it. We had one kickoff inside the 20, which was phenomenal. Had one kickoff return. We passed the 50-yard line, got on the Inca's 50. You know, we defensively, obviously the big one is the shutout. Gave up 151 yards of offense. They only had 10 first downs. And, of course, you mentioned Zeke's interception, and Hunter Davis had a nice pickup. Thought he might score right there at the end. And thought it was really big of our defense to finish the game the way that we did. You know, they were driving and got down there, and, you know, just thought our defense kind of bowed their neck a little bit and certainly didn't want to give up that goose egg that we had on the scoreboard. And so it was nice to be able to keep that last night.
Yeah, again, thought the secondary was really, really strong last night. But, you know, again, one of the things I remember from last year when we were successful defensively against the run, it was because teams were not able to run between the tackles, and I think we saw that again last night. There just wasn't anything there. And like you said, they came at us last night in a conventional eye and prepared her to go with that two-back set, you know, again, out of that eye formation. Just really didn't have a lot of success.
You know, we were really good up front last night, and they kept our linebackers clean. You know, our backers were, you know, Brady and Hunter Shalladay and Colton when he got in there as well. We're just really clean. You know, every once in a while they had a lineman up on them, but for the most part, you know, those kids could fly around. Our safeties were up in there making tackles as well. You know, and obviously when we're fresh up front, you look at Ashton Hill and AJ and Taren Brown, when those guys are fresh and first parts of the game really dominated up front. And I thought we did a really good job in the rotation as the game went along, trying to get kids in and out and making sure we – you know, we're fresh as we could be going back on the offensive side as well. And I just thought all of our parts worked together much better last night. Obviously, it was cool, great weather for a ball game, and really excited about the crowd we had, home side and away. I thought it was a really good crowd for us. We had hoped we would have that last night, obviously having a new scoreboard up and all of those things. So much work goes into a home game, but it was certainly nice to be back down on the river last night.
You're talking about defense, and you mentioned Hunter Shalladay, a couple of sophomores that are making impacts already for this team and playing like juniors and seniors right now.
You know, two sophomores that are starting for us. You know, obviously you mentioned Hunter Shalladay at linebacker, but you're also mentioning Eric Robinson out wide at tailback, and thought he really grew up last week, you know, and that from that first half to that second half in Murphy, and, you know, he's continuing to progress as well. And, you know, those are key players for us. And again, we're thin in some places and young in some places too. But you know, that's the whole part of going through this non-conference slate and, you know, getting ready for that conference push here in about 5 weeks. And, you know, just I'm excited about where our team is right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll go back in this morning and meet and, you know, see what we feel like we might need to adjust practice-wise for this week and, you know, hopefully make the right decisions and go the right direction.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Get a couple of things out of last night. We mentioned just a little bit ago, Zeke Long really getting that interception. I remember them trying to just throw down the sideline right there. Made a tremendous catch. We mentioned this just a little bit. You and I were talking about this defensively last night. You know, it was a while before they got a first down. It was pretty late in the game before they were able to move the football at all. I thought that, and I'll talk about what comes with that, but the other thing, too, is first three possessions, I remember them having a three and out. But, you know, what goes to that and goes back to your offense is that you end up being able to start playing on short fields. And I think that the field position deal last night was certainly in our favor as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, going back to the defense and the things that they were able to do helped set our offense up. Obviously, special teams did as well. You know, I mentioned, you know, Chase Henson having a kickoff return that
right.
Got back past the 50. I mean, that's a goal of ours. You know, we're trying to get back on the other side of the 50 on all of our kickoff returns. And, you know, really good job blocking by our kickoff return team. And Chase has gotten really good about hitting that seam and getting up through there. And you come back to the one kickoff that we had inside the 20-yard line. You know, Sawyer Valentine had a great tackle. You know, we're able to pin those guys down. And all of these things, you know, when they're clicking, working together, just makes things go so much smoother and more efficient for us.
Going to the other side, I was thinking about the offensive and defensive line last night. You know, we felt like that we were very physical. It was a physical game, but you know, up front. But we felt like the offensive defensive lines were very physical. And I felt like then what we were trying to do with Tanner, I know there's, you know, the two things I remember most about, you know, what we were doing offensively last night. First of all, getting those quick hitters and getting it out in the flat and giving him a chance to get some completions. That parlayed out down later in the game, being able to throw downfield some, open some things up, and his accuracy seemed like it continued to increase over time. And then again, well, our ability to run that jet sweep, putting a man in motion and getting positive yards out of the jet sweep. You know, those things opened things up for you as we went through the game last night too, didn't they?
They did. You know, obviously when you can start moving people around on that defensive side, you know, when we're on offense, whether it be by formation or by motions or any of those things, you know, you're just looking to see what that seam is or that hole. Obviously, Eric has done a really good job with, you know, you mentioned the jet sweep, done a really good job in running that. You saw Justin Davis really for the first time last night running it as well, and he's getting back healthy again and felt really good moving around last night, trying to spot play him a little bit on the defensive side. So he's got some good gas. You know, we'll start using him a little bit more as we go along.
And he's a pretty big body too.
Good body, you know, about 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a really good playmaker for us. Obviously, I felt like Cam had a good game again,
out
wide receiver. Tanner, you know, I was giving Tanner a hard time there in the second half. he was just a little bit off, just a little bit in front of his receivers early in that first half, and then he dialed back in good in the second half. Came back in. I thought they protected him really well last night. Had good protection. Could sit in the pocket and, you know, be able to find our guys out wide. And again, it's fun to watch and fun to coach when you can do things like that.
How big a matchup problem do we cause teams when Cam splits out wide?
You know, especially when you got Justin on one side, who's, you know, 6'1", 6'2", and you got Cam on another at 6'5", and then you throw Eric in there. You know, even though he's a sophomore, you know, Eric's a tall kid too. He's 6 foot, 6'1", so you're really putting some stress on the defense. Thought Rome come along really good last
absolutely.
Night running the ball.
Absolutely.
He is starting to kind of show out just a little bit, and the power that he has, you know, he gives us a little bit of that, what Michael
absolutely.
Gave us last year. You know, so that's good to see. And we had no turnovers. You know, that was a big thing as well. I know that the offense has really stressed that. And, you know, those are all things that help go into a good win, and obviously good things to watch on film. But, you know, it's process. You know, we're not in a sprint.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a long race right here. And, you know, we're just starting out where we need to and then trying to progress as we get farther into the season.
You mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Again, special teams, I just wanted to say and sort of point out that, you know, I felt like that was obviously very successful, but I think one of the reasons why it was so successful, and especially in terms of coverage, is that there was a whole lot of discipline there. Everybody, you know, didn't see a lot of over pursuits or any of those kinds of things. Your guys are where they're supposed to be, and that paid off. And again, working on those short fields makes a big difference. People don't realize that because special teams is not on the field as much as the other two pieces, but again, their discipline, I think, added a lot in terms of why we were able to be successful last night, too.
You know, and I think average fan that's sitting up in the stands needs to understand, too, that a lot of times on these special teams, you've got guys who may not be playing
right.
as much on the offense and defensive side, so they're coming onto the field and not really been in a rhythm and not maybe even being warmed up as good as maybe they need to. And these kids have done a really good job. We spot played a few special team guys last night because we had some guys coming off offense. We were trying to spot, you know, on the kickoff team and things like that. And, you know, it's really good to see our kids dialed in, you know, ready to go, understanding where their fits are. And, you know, obviously there's some things we got to get better. We missed that field goal and we missed an extra point. You know, those things are going to come back and bite us in close games. So we've got to continue to work on those and get better at those. I thought our punt coverage was okay. You know, we had a couple of chances to get some really good hits down there. Our punt return is one we got to work on. I thought Inca's punt team did a really good job last night. Obviously, they had to punt quite a bit, and we didn't. But, again, we'll go back and look at these things on film and try to correct some
of them. Yeah, a few problems, like you said, in terms of the extra points, but it's not going to be an issue of Josh Francis's leg and leg strength. That's certainly there. It's just keep continuing for him to work on accuracy things.
You know, Justin has done a really good job for us, you know, and has a very strong leg. And even on his kickoffs, as you watch him, you know, he's not a guy that's getting back there and getting a running start. He likes a three-step.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he does a great job of getting some good height on the ball and allowing our punt or our kickoff coverage to get down there. You know, and again, we'll go back and watch it on film
uh-huh.
and see some things that we need to correct and fix, but been really pleased with overall with those guys right now.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
It's canning time. Hometown Hardware has Presto 16 and 23 quart pressure cookers, and for a limited time with purchase, you receive two cases of mason jars free. See store for details, and buy a Traeger wood pellet grill for $999.99 and get a free grill cover, and for those pesky stink bugs, Taro Stink Killer Spray only $8.99. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative with three locations, one near you.
Yeah. back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Real quick, I'll run through some scores that folks may not have heard yet. First, North beating East 45-41. A lot of points in that game. Franklin 28-21 over Murphy. Madison 42-20 over North. Brevard winning last night 27-12 over Rosman. Swain 35-16 over Smoky. High Rod, a winner over West Caldwell, 55-0. Shelby beating up on Reynolds pretty good, 29-8. South Point winning again, beating Lincolnton 59-6. Reedsville, a team that we'll continue to hear about in this division, 58-7 over McMichael. Just again a few scores. We saw some things last night with regard to our. I remember a call that was a targeting call, and there's another piece in terms of what officials are looking for this season in particular in terms of rule changes with regards to the kinds of blocks that you can make, the crackback blocks. Talk a little bit about that and how that played out in our game last night.
You know, there's been so much emphasis, and that's one of the new rules this year was what we call the crackback block. You know, when you've got a runner that's out in open field with a ball and a defender coming at them, trying to make a tackle. And, in years past, it's been if it was behind the play and really didn't have any kind of circumstance on the making the tackle or anything like that, so it kind of felt like that was a little bit of a cheap shot. So I certainly understood that and certainly on board with that. But now they're going to the extreme of if the player is trailing, even as close. And I talked to Mr. Doolittle last night, who was our white hat, and I said, Todd, are we really going to flag these guys? If you've got a linebacker or a defensive player about to make a tackle, and we've got our offensive wide receiver, running back, lineman, whatever, coming back to make a block to keep him from tackling, within 3 or 4 yards of that ball carrier, are we really going to flag that? And he said, yeah. He said, we've been told to flag it. If they don't come in leading with hands and they come in with a shoulder or a helmet, and it just I'm really frustrated with it. It's not just happening, obviously with us. It's everywhere. On the Thursday night game with Mountain Heritage and Irwin, this past week, you saw a situation, if you happened to watch the game, was exactly what I was talking about. Mountain Heritage had a ball and was taken off, and Coach Robinson's son was carrying it and about to get tackled, and had a receiver come in and made a heck of a block. And they flagged it, 15-yard penalty. And the signal for any of the fans is when they bump two knuckles together, mm-hmm, in front. Mm-hmm. And they're not ejecting people. It's just the fact of negating a great play. We were always taught, anybody who played football, when you're going down the field, you got to have your head on the swivel a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I understand it when it's, 10, 15 yards behind the play. Absolutely. We need to get that part taken out. But that's within reach of making a tackle, I think is to the extreme. I think you're taking away from what football is. When you're trying to move forward and get your offense going and trying to make plays. And, I'm hopeful that they go back and look at this, hopefully before next year, but especially next year, and just say, listen, if it's outside of 5 yards, flag it. If it's not, then we're not going to flag that. So I'm hopeful that we're smart enough to go back and make some changes, because this is one that I think has gotten out of hand.
Well, I think, too, and I'll add a little bit to that. I think, too, that the high school situation and rules packages are still a good bit behind in terms of where they need to be. I think this is a great example of something that's not realistic. And though I'm sure we understand the intent of it, it's not doing the game any favors, and maybe doing more harm than good. The other thing I've always fussed about, and I fussed about this last night, when you have situations where teams are drawing 15-yard penalties for personal fouls or unsportsmanlike conducts, and at the end of it, the only thing that happens is maybe a gain of a yard or two if you're inside the five. Why there's not an automatic first down is beyond me. The high school rule package, particularly around the ideas of automatic first downs, you think about in the NFL, a defensive hold's an automatic first down. Certainly with regard to those 15-yard penalties that are egregious and automatic first down is there. But we had a situation last night, Coach, where we were we drew a flag for an unsportsmanlike penalty against Inca, and we ended up with a single yard out of it. That's not much incentive not to do that.
Yeah, 1 yard and didn't get automatic first down. You know, moved on to the next down, moved on to third down.
Right.
You know, that's obviously a situation as well. And, you know, again, you come back to these things that they're trying to help and take out of the game, and safety certainly is priority number one, but we're, you know, we're starting to losing sight of some other things
that's
as well,
exactly
like what
right.
you mentioned. And, you know, I think that, you know, the Officials Association, you know, can certainly get better as far as how they're calling things. I don't think last night's game was called poorly.
I agree.
It was called pretty good. You know, but this is what they've been handed. You know, this is what's coming down from the top on how they need to call things. But again, that, you know, I wish it would be more of a judgment thing. And what people don't realize too, these guys are getting reviewed as well. I mean, your officials are getting reviewed just like what our players are and our coaches are. So that's how they're getting playoff games, and you know, certainly they're being held accountable as well. But you know, I'm concerned about where it's at. I know Coach Ford and I talked a little bit after our game on Thursday night, and he really went nuts up in the stands in the press box in the Mountain Heritage, because Owen was forever known for putting a man in motion on offense and
right.
sliding him in there and cracking on linebackers.
Right.
I mean,
right.
they were, you know, synonymous for that because of just what they did offensively. And, you know, that pretty much took a play out. And the older players who have played it, you look for stuff like that.
Sure.
And, again, I understand the you know, being that far behind the play, that needs to be out of it. Again, I come back to that. But, you know, football is physical, guys. I mean, it is, and always has been. And, you know, if we're going to continue to go this route, we're going to end up putting flags on.
Back with our final segment here in just a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton, Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Final segment this morning, just a couple of minutes or two. Coach, if you'd like, you can, you know, I was maybe thinking about where your JV program is last night. They continue to do a lot of good things for us too.
You know, really had a good good outing on Thursday night against Inca's JVs. You know, these kids are certainly progressing as well and looking good. You know, we feel good about where that program is. Numbers are good, and they're fun to watch. You know, it's a fun team to watch, and obviously offensively, when you can get that ball out in open field and you got some kids that can go the distance, it's really fun to coach. Defensively, we're getting better as well. I tell you, the one thing that we're missing right now, and I hope we do have a lot of listeners, parents listening, things like that, we're really missing some of our big kids, some of our lineman type kids, and you know, I'm hopeful that we can get some of these kids to come back out. Had some kids that came out early for us on the JV's linemen and had never played. Good size, and we're really excited about them. And got into 4 or 5 days of practice and just decided not to play anymore, you know, because they'd never been put in that situation. They'd never played, never gone through something like that. And, you know, we're allowed to walk away and quit.
Right.
And that bothers me.
Yeah.
You know, I just... that's the one thing that I'm seeing that's a little frustrating, is we're not getting those lineman-type kids that I feel like we have but they're not playing at the youth levels either. You know, these are some of the kids that are coming out for the first time, and we're getting them out there. They're just not staying because they've just not been put through that before and don't understand it, and it's easy to quit, unfortunately.
Right.
And so these are some things that we, you know, are concerns and certainly looking about trying to help and address. And, you know, they are worrisome, but everybody's fighting this. But on our end, it's something that I would like to see better, obviously, and that's something that's got to come from home too. I
mean, right.
If we've got, you know, parents in there, we need to encourage our kids to be out there and, you know, participate or at least finish what you start. And that's what's been disappointing to me, because we had some good looking linemen on those JVs, and we got some good kids out there. I'm not saying we don't, but we could have had a few more kids.
Right.
It gave us a little bit more size and a little bit more depth, and just disappointed in that.
Right. Again, big win last night for us against Inca this week. Tuscola, that game in Waynesville. We'll start the Black Bear Cafe preview at 6:30, our game call at 7. Then we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.